Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Sanderson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The DH, Greg Blosser. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Franco moves to second. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Franco moves to third. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Franco scores. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring strikes out. 1 out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cooper hits a line drive towards short. Dean reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Valentin. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Valentin steals second. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blosser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines is 0-1 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cora is 0-1 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Valley hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon is 0-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatcher is 0-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sanderson fires to first and picks off Hatcher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Franco is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ventura is 0-1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Greenwell is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 0-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nehring moves to third. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen bunts towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 2 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Karkovice moves to third. Two outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blosser is 0 for 1 in the game. Blosser hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. Valley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura strikes out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franco moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Scott Bankhead now pitching. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Karkovice strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nehring is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cora strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blosser is 0 for 2 in the game. Blosser takes first base on ball 4. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valley hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 3 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Joe Hesketh now pitching. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring misplays the ball. That's an error on Nehring. Jackson moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen bunts towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to home. Valley drops the ball. Jackson scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Dean moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dean scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines moves to second. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Hatcher goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2 White Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nehring hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco strikes out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 4 in the game. Ventura strikes out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Greg Blosser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blosser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blosser strikes out. One out. Damon Berryhill pinch hits for Dave Valley. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berryhill strikes out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 4 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.